there's a lot of talk about labor still. There are challenges securing labor for distribution and logistics positions and jobs. The unemployment figures have recently been released, and I think we're seeing that there's more jobs open than there are people unemployed, which obviously is problematic for filling roles. But even beyond that, there's not as many people gravitating towards jobs in this industry, right? There's a lot more folks interested in technology and other high-tech positions, and these aren't as appealing as they once were. And there's also been some salary pressure in the industry as well. They're having to pay more. That price then has to get passed on to their end customers as well. So as we're talking about inflation too in the economy, part of it is driven by that. I'd say the other thing that we're seeing is just technology adoption. And even beyond that, technology advancement. So distribution logistics companies, over the past 10 years, you've seen a lot more technology be integrated into their day-to-day operations. But now you're seeing them trying to take it a step further, whether that's autonomous driving vehicles, whether it's actually in warehouses for distribution companies, or from a logistics perspective, actual transportation of goods over the road. There's companies that are focusing on that technology to sell into the industry. We'd anticipate over the next 10 years that that's going to accelerate pretty rapidly here. We're already seeing tests being run on autonomous vehicles, specifically on over-the-road delivery type needs. So we'll see that accelerate. It's still in its infancy right now. It's not quite yet mature, but we'll see that advance here over the next few years. I think the next thing is ESG. We just had a webinar on that recently, and we had really good turnout for that because I think a lot of the companies in this space are already starting to figure out how they want to report to their stakeholders, to their shareholders. They're trying to front run some of the SEC requirements that are likely to come out at some point. We'll see if they come out in the current format. There's probably a lot that's going to change in terms of what the SEC's latest guidance, you know, the fact that they've opened it for comment recently. We'll expect some changes there, but there will be something. And these companies in the D&L industry are probably going to be more impacted than most, just given the nature of their business. And so that means having the talent to report on ESG requirements, understanding what the requirements are, having a strategy around that, picking a standard or kind of a structure on how you're going to report and what you're going to report, understanding the data requirements and how you're gathering those. So there's a lot of work that's got to be done there. And that's probably one of the more near-term things that are going to hit the industry specifically. I'd say probably the next thing is just with the infrastructure bill. I've actually seen already clients, I've looked at their websites, clients in this industry, and they're even promoting the fact that this infrastructure bill is going to impact them positively. If it hits where it's supposed to hit, around roads and bridges and public transportation and those other areas that are considered infrastructure, I think you'll see that these companies will tend to benefit from that, not only in terms of the ability to transport more goods, but also just the funding that comes along with it. They'll likely be recipients of some of the funding as well in some instances. E-commerce growth is probably the last thing I'd talk about. That hit really hard at the beginning of the pandemic. You see a lot more direct-to-consumer shipments, and distribution logistics are the beneficiary of that. I don't see that slowing down too much. People have sort of gotten used to it now. They're accustomed to getting everything delivered directly to them. And so where you're seeing a lot more international shipments of bulk goods, you're seeing a lot more LTL type shipments across the U.S. because we're talking about end consumer deliveries, not just B2B deliveries moving forward. So that'll be another trend that we'll see in 22 and continuing to accelerate probably over the next 10 years as well.